From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redcliffe Club annual car boot sale. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Redcliffe Club will hold our annual car boot sale on Saturday, the 30th of August 2025 at our clubhouse in McFarlane Park at Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. There will be a raffle prize and there will be lucky door prizes as well. So, vendors in at 7, breakfast is at 8, the car boot sale starts at 9, the raffle draw is at 10:30. $10 per car boot or table, gold coin admission. There will be bacon and egg rolls for breakfast. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more information. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
It's Sunday the 15th of June, and I'm John, VK4JPM for the Darling Downs Radio Club. If you missed last week's gatherings, you missed two great events. The pub lunch was excellent and well attended, and the Monday meeting was even better. A packed room and a heap of people on Zoom. So many that we think we need to get serious about televising our meetings, and that needs a bit of fundraising. Enter our favourite hardware store and sausage sizzle. Mark the date, 17th of August, for our first fundraising event of the year, and for a little while, in fact, long enough ago that we have to relearn how it's done. So if you have experience with these sausage sizzles and you'd be available to help on the 17th of August, could you raise your hand a little and give us a few hours on the day? In return, we promise you won't go hungry. The venue is Bunnings Toowoomba North in Ruthven Street, just out of the CBD. More in coming weeks, but if you can help, drop a line now to secretary@ddrci.org.au. By the way, yes, the money we raise is planned to help us buy permanent gear to support getting the meetings out to those of you who can't travel to Toowoomba on the night. And if the date sounds familiar, yep, it's the Remembrance Day weekend. Who knows, we might even be able to combine the two activities a bit. Now, the next date to mark for the diary is Monday the 14th of July, bit sooner, and that's our next club meeting and update. The topic for this one is the grid. Unless you work in the electricity industry already, I'm going to lay odds that you've heard of ERGON and you're vaguely familiar with the term generator as it's used in relation to the grid. Hint, it's not a thing that consumes diesel, it's the company that provides power. But do you know what a bulk supply house is? And are you ready to deal with the spot market? Well, we're moving into an era where solar panels, batteries, electric cars and off-grid are all getting familiar. And as tech-savvy people, we're in a position to take advantage of how the system works and actually make it pay for us. Peter Schrader, VK4EA, knows intimately how the grid works because, well, that's what he does for a living. He's promised to come along and make the electricity supply process much less mysterious for us, and expect a few tips on how you might be able to manage your supplier when variable rates come into play. As many people in other parts of the country have found, there can be big amounts to be made from selling spare electricity, maybe from your battery, at a time when the grid needs it most and you don't. So that's the 14th of July for our regular meeting. Next week, I'll tell you about our plans for Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers and an exciting opportunity to get a special form of the club's Garden City Award. Do you have an idea for a meeting or something you'd like us to do? Drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and give us a hint. If you missed any of this, don't panic. It's all on the website at www.ddrci.org.au. I'm John, VK4JPM. Thanks for listening from the Darling Downs Radio Club. Catch you next week.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking, well, a winter cold has hit with a vengeance during the past week. staying out of the cold breezes has been high on most people's priorities. The weather got me to thinking about what things we could do to benefit our fellow amateurs. One of the obvious things was to have a lending library where people could get the loan of equipment instead of laying out money for items that they may only use once or twice a year. I know that many larger clubs have this service, as well as holding stocks of basic components that are sold at low prices. It was traditional for many clubs to maintain a library of newsletters and magazines, as well as the hardy reference books, the Bibles, to our hobby. As circumstances change and people move on, it has been harder to store all of this material and let alone maintain the record keeping. These days, so much material is available online that storing tons of paper and keeping the silverfish away is not a task to be taken lightly. Having a basic computer system set up with links to much of the available material could well be an easier solution to the issue. However, the other idea of having loan equipment requires both storage and an inventory record and tracking system, and probably a discussion with the club's insurance provider as to the cost benefits to be obtained, and being able to fund some of the goods may take some discussion too. As many clubs take on the task of disposing of deceased estates, they are already aware that there is a plethora of items in an individual amateur's junk box. It may seem indelicate, but I think it's worthy of personal consideration, that each of us lists the items with good commercial value and which can be sold or gifted as part of the estate settlement. Then there is time to talk to the club about items that it would like to have to help members. A donation or two would always be appreciated. Then there's the inevitable junk box collection to sort out. Many people use a lot of obsolete gear and many spares are no longer available. Sorting and listing them could ensure that these sacred collections don't get relegated to the rubbish skip, but go on to serve their intended purpose. The next issue could be the circuit diagrams, data books and equipment manuals. Perhaps these could best be itemised and put on a national site with an expiry date before they get sent to the recyclers. What a waste, many will say. I know there are many clubs who don't have dedicated club rooms, and some of these suggestions will not suit local needs. Still, there is the opportunity for some mind-stretching discussion, and perhaps a fresh idea or two will provide a solution. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.